Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And for Damon again today, hello, Kevin Michael, Whitey Gleason, and to you, Ray, and to Warrior fans, I would like to say happy 10-year anniversary. Happy 10-year anniversary of the day the Warriors drafted Draymond Green, who has been everywhere since winning another title. He was even on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah last night. 35th pick in the 2012 draft. Third player taken that draft by the Warriors. Draymond Green, one of the great draft picks in NBA history, Ray. Perhaps the best value pick in the history of the NBA draft. Perhaps.
Yeah, big deal. He's 33 years old now. It's too old to be celebrating birthdays.
He's definitely celebrating. Well, it's not a birthday. It's a draft anniversary. But
whatever it is.
Yeah.
He doesn't care, so we shouldn't.
Well, he certainly cares about this title because he's really taking advantage of the opportunity to grow the Draymond brand.
Oh, no, he's not growing it. He's tying it to a hammer and hitting you across the head with it. He will do anybody's show, except this one, of course.
Not Skip Bayless. He won't do Skip Bayless's show, although he'd consider it.
But he essentially did Skip Bayless's show for him because he probably gave him like an hour of content.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he did his show without getting paid for it.
But here's the problem. Maybe it's a problem. It's a problem for some. I don't know that it's a problem for Draymond. The more shows Draymond goes on, the more he talks. The more Draymond talks, the more, controversial things he says. So here's what we're dealing with today. Draymond Green, I'm sure you've heard it by now, explaining, and this was, by the way, on The Old Man and the Three, and also was on the Draymond Green Show live recording, his podcast. He had like a double dip in there. Draymond Green explaining why Golden State would not have beaten Cleveland without Kevin Durant.
Teams have figured us out, and I personally don't think at that point Steph Curry had figured out I'm going to get a bucket whenever I want to. I don't think he was capable of that yet. I think he was still growing into that. And so because of that, once teams started to figure our offense out, we were starting to struggle more and more. I'm not sure if you remember that series of OKC where we were down 3-1 and we had to come back. That's because teams had started to figure it out. And so what then in turn ended up happening was Steph still creates all the havoc that he creates.
Uh-oh.
Like I tweeted, Steph faced so many double teams and Kevin didn't. That's a fact. Like you can go look at the numbers or just watch the game if you can analyze the game better than Skip Bayless. And if you watch the game, then you see that Steph's getting double teamed. And Ty Lue then goes publicly and say, I'm double-teaming Steph Curry every chance I get. Kevin wasn't getting double-teamed. But the reality is we got to a point where we needed to be able to give someone the ball that can just go get a bucket. And Kevin was already there. I don't think Steph was there yet. So it gets us through those 2 years. We get those two championships. But while we're doing that, Steph is continuing to work and evolving. And most importantly, becoming the strongest dude on our team. And to this day, he's the strongest guy on the team. And that allowed him to score whenever he wanted because you can no longer bump him off his path.
Draymond Green, and yeah, it was 10 years ago today, the Warriors drafted him. Draymond Green on The Old Man and the Three podcast, the Draymond Green Show. Some hear that, Ray, and they think there is no reason for Draymond to say that because to a degree, he threw some shade on the legacy of Steph Curry.
Well, no, he didn't, and Curry doesn't care anyway.
That you're, well, I don't think there's any debating the second part, because Steph also today, was it on Instagram? He posted, congratulations, Draymond, or happy 10-year anniversary of a draft.
Well, he
so
didn't.
Clearly, Steph doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care, because the truth is, one of the reasons they did go out and get Durant was because Cleveland not only double-teamed Curry, they beat him up. I mean, they made it clear that they didn't believe the Warriors could win if Curry had was prevented from having free reign of the floor. And it's not that Curry couldn't do that, because subsequent events have shown that he could. But at the time, that was a way that Cleveland was able to not neutralize him, but minimize the damage he could do. So I don't think he's wrong about that. And I don't think he's throwing shade. I think if Curry was angry about it, we'd know about it.
By the way, as a humble student of the game of basketball and the history of pro basketball, I have to applaud your choice of the Kentucky Colonels shirt today. Seriously, that is an awesome shirt. Kentucky Colonels of the ABA, Dan Issel, Artis Gilmore, right? Louis Dampier. So thank you for bringing that in today.
You know, Ray. Almost everybody in the audience can't see us, right?
Well, Twitch and YouTube, hello?
Nobody's watching that.
Nobody
who is not being supervised by a medical person is watching that.
And for those who aren't watching, I'm giving them my bird's eye view of what's going on in here.
We have 150 people watching on YouTube right now.
150!
But we need more. Come
on YouTube alone, Ray. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I try
to say something nice.
It's clothing. It doesn't matter. I love your nondescript black shirt. It really makes you sexy. Doesn't that sound stupid?
But you have a very nice. We're talking basketball, and you got a throwback shirt on.
But we weren't talking about the Kentucky Colonels, let alone the ABA.
Well, speaking of the history of basketball.
I mean, that's literally 46 years ago.
Yeah. That shirt's not that old. Is that vintage? That's newer, right? You didn't, get that at the time.
No,
you didn't get that from Hubie Brown, who coached the Colonels to that 75 ABA championship.
I don't believe Hubie Brown sells old memorabilia out of the trunk of his car.
This is Damon and Ratto. Whitey in for Damon today. We're brought to you by BMW Fairfield, now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. From the 510, I'm watching Ray love you from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Speaking of the history of basketball, love this text of the day nominee from the 650. Whitey, are you going to have a draft anniversary for Nikola Jokic? I'd argue he was a better value pick. That's well played right there.
Yeah, but again, you're talking about people who need to get out more.
And seeing as though he was drafted during a Taco Bell commercial promoting the quesarito, it's an all-time draft moment. Maybe the greatest draft moment ever. What do you think about that, Ray?
Could be, Ray.
I think I'm surrounded by literally halfwits.
The way that Steph Curry was surrounded by Cleveland Cavaliers, right, during those playoff
series. They picked
him
up at half court and they beat him up.
The most interesting thing to me about that, and I know people are going to twist it this way and that, and Draymond, we may not hear anything about it. If we hear anything, Draymond's going to say, see there, I say something, and people misunderstand it because they don't understand the game, and Steph's okay with it, you don't understand what I mean. Anyway, what's interesting, though, aside from that, you know that's coming, right?
Well, of course it is, because he's baited the hook, and everybody snaps at it every time.
Right.
It's like we have spaniel brains. It's just we don't ever say, you know what?
Spaniels are pretty smart, aren't they?
Really? Take one to the bank and have him make change for you. Find out how smart a spaniel is.
Well, they don't have the opposable thumbs and all that.
Yeah. Well, that's not the only thing that spaniels don't have, but we're getting off the topic. Draymond Green is essentially showing everybody that he is at a place where if he says anything, and it doesn't matter whether it's intelligent or stupid or just nonsense, people are going to go, oh my God, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and remarkably, like all other sports figures, either pundits or athletes, it doesn't mean a hell of a lot.
888-957-9570. Ray wants to know what you think this means.
No, he doesn't.
On the Xfinity Mobile text
line. Keep it to yourself.
Oh my goodness. What does this mean? To me, the most interesting thing about that is the acknowledgement that now Steph can do something that we didn't think he could do before, and apparently now one of his longtime teammates is acknowledging he couldn't do. We saw it in Game 4. We saw it all last year during the regular season. Of course, playoffs, a different animal. And we saw it this year in the series against Boston, especially Game 4. Steph now is one of those guys who can do that. And a lot of the naysayers, Ray, said that he couldn't do that. Yeah, he can't. When he needs a shot himself, he can't do that. That's one thing he can't do. This year, Steph proved he can do that. That's why, to me, he really elevated his status among the all-time great players.
I don't think he did any such thing.
I think he did.
I think when we start grading people on the analysis of people who don't know anything.
I'm basing it on what Draymond said. Go ahead. Sorry.
If he had not progressed a bit from 2016, he still would have been one of the all-time great shooters, assuming that he didn't regress, which he almost certainly wouldn't have. The fact is, the Warriors had a chance to get Kevin Durant and make themselves indomitable. And they did, and they were. You know, it wasn't a referendum on Stephen Curry. See, that's where people are going to wander off into the woods and get confused. They didn't get Kevin Durant because, oh my God, Steph Curry is slipping. They got him so that it didn't matter who you guarded because you had to leave somebody else open.
They had a chance.
And whether it was Curry or Thompson or Harrison Barr, it didn't matter. It was, we have all the players in the world.
Well, Harrison had to go to allow you to bring in Kevin Durant.
I mean, the fact is, Durant was brought in not to fix Stephen Curry, but to make the entire team impossible to guard.
Yeah.
The problem here is that people don't want to admit that the Warriors are an ensemble, and that ensemble includes Stephen Curry. He is not separate from it. They made the team better when they brought Durant in. They didn't do it because all of a sudden Curry had become a liability or even was less than what he'd been before. It's just, you know, I don't know. It makes me nuts that people don't get it. Even people who watch this team game in and game out for year after year.
When KD was here, was he better than Steph Curry? In my opinion, he clearly was. He was the finals MVP. To me, Durant, when he was here, was better than Steph.
Individually, yes. Mm-hmm. But the offense would not have worked as well if Curry wasn't there sort of supervising it.
Right, yeah.
Because it was still, you know, based more on ball movement than isolation.
I think
the Warriors aren't a great isolation team. They're a great ball movement team. They're one of the best ball movement teams in the history of the sport.
Might be one of the reasons why Durant left. It's like, that works, but I don't want to play that way.
Yeah. Could be, but, you know, the fact is, you know, if you're just doing this guy versus that guy, like, they're all individual pieces in a Jenga tower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Durant probably was better. But ultimately, that's not how you grade the Warriors.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.